작년 말 미국에서 출간되어서 아직까지도 뉴욕타임스 자기개발 베스트셀러 1등인 The Let Them Theory는 인생을 바꿔주는 책이라고 해도 과장이 아니라고 생각을 해요. 어떻게 살아야 정말 나를 위해 살 수 있는지 제대로 알려주는 책이고, 이 책이 드디어 한글판이 나왔습니다. 한국 제목은 Let Them 이론이에요. 그리고 미키피디아에서 한국 단독으로 Let Them 이론 작가님인 멜 로빈스와 인터뷰를 했어요. 작가님에게 직접 듣는 책에 있는 내용들, 또 책에는 없지만 관련된 내용들에서 정말 많은 지혜와 인사이트를 얻었고, 중콜로한 인터뷰였지만 너무나 즐거웠습니다. 그래서 오늘 미키피디아에서는 Let Them 이론 작가님이 한국 독자분들에게 전하는 이야기를 드려보려고 하고, 오늘 영상에 댓글 달아주신 10분에게는 따끈따끈한 Let Them 이론 한글판도 보내드릴게요. 그럼 작가님이 한국 시청자분들에게 전하는 인사말부터 듣고 오시죠. Mel, welcome to Mikipedia. It's such an honor to have you here.
It is such an honor to be with you. Thank you so much for the videos that you make. Thank you for the one that you did on Let Them Theory. I cannot wait to dig in with you. Everybody, I am so excited that you're here. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us.
작가님의 에너지가 너무 좋지 않나요? 작가님에게 첫 질문으로 Let Them 이론의 근본이 뭔지에 대해서 여쭤봤어요.
So the Let Them Theory is a very, very simple tool that is about control, power, and peace. What you have control over and what you don't have control over. And I'm going to explain very quickly how you use it because, yes, you can buy the book in Korean, but here's the thing. By the time you're done watching, because we are going to unpack this thing, and I want you to start using it. I want you to start using it because as you start to use this theory in your life, you're going to immediately feel the impact, and then you're going to want to go deeper into the research and the specific ways to use it. So let's just teach you how to use it. It's very simple. Anytime in life where you feel stressed out or upset or worried or frustrated or whatever, you simply say, let them. If they're doing tons of construction on a Monday morning in Seoul and you're gripping the steering wheel and you're upset that there's why are they doing it? Let them. If you're standing in a long line and you're like, why is there only one cash register open? Where, what? Let them run the store how they run the store. If your boss is in a bad mood, let your boss be in a bad mood. If your mother is expecting you to do something and now she's disappointed, let her be disappointed. She's an adult. You have no idea how, first of all, annoying other people are. But more importantly, how much power you're giving to other people's opinions, to their expectations, to their moods, and how often you let things beyond your control that are kind of stupid, like traffic and inconsiderate people, to drain you of your time and energy and to stress you out. So step one, let them. Let them is how you erect a boundary and you stop giving power to things that aren't worth your power.
렛뎀 이론의 핵심은 소중한 나의 시간과 에너지를 남의 생각, 행동, 기대, 감정에 쓰지 말고 나를 위해서, 나의 행복, 나의 목표, 나의 인생을 위해서 쓰라는 거지요. 그래서 렛뎀 이론은 마치 파워를 나에게로 다시 가져오는 것 같다는 생각이 든다라고 했더니 작가님이 주먹을 불끈 쥐고 예스라고 하십니다.
Yes, yes. Because a lot of people go, wait a minute, what do you mean I'm giving my power away? I don't have any power. And you're like, well... You don't realize you have power because you've been giving it to other people, trying to make them happy. You've been obsessing over what they think. You've been worried about whether or not people are disappointed. That's giving other people power. When you just let people think what they want, you let them say what they want, you let them do what they're going to do or feel how they're going to feel, and you then take your power back, and this is where the second step comes. Say, let me remind myself I only have control over three things in life. Number one, I can control what I think, I can control what I do or don't do, and I can control how I respond to the feelings that naturally rise up and down all day long. That's all you got. The number one thing you can't control in life is other people, and any psychologist will tell you that the second you try to control or change something that you can't, it just creates stress for you. So that's the theory. Say, let them, let people be who they are, your life gets better. Let other people live their lives, and your life gets better. The way that I, you know, discovered this thing, first of all, the core idea is not a new idea. People have been saying, let them, let them, let them, let them, let them, for since the beginning of time. The reason why this has spread around the world and is being translated into 63 languages already is because the let them theory is a modern version of ancient wisdom. The let them theory is how you apply stoicism. It's how you detach and use detachment theory so that you don't allow your emotions to run you over. And one of the reasons why this thing has really struck a chord with people everywhere is I'm not telling you something you don't already know.
내가 통제할 수 없는 것들이 아니라 내가 진짜 통제할 수 있는 나의 행동에 집중하자는 건 제가 올해 초에 행복하게 사는 법을 알려준 네 권의 책을 요약한 영상의 핵심이기도 했어요. 그리고 작가님이 저에게 너는 레테미론을 어떻게 썼어? 라고 여쭤보시길래 제가 제 최근 경험을 하나 말씀드렸어요. 제가 최근에 이탈리아 레이크 코모로 휴가를 가서 호텔 수영장에서 쉬고 있었습니다. 근데 제 옆에 있는 한 가족이 너무나 시끄러운 거예요. 맥주병 하나씩 들고 있는 그 미국 관광객 가족 있잖아요. 그래서 짜증이 막 몰려오려고 하고 있는데 갑자기 레테미론이 생각났습니다. 아, 저들도 휴가 와서 즐거운 시간 보내고 있는데 좀 시끄럽게 떠들라고 렛댐 하고 나는 내 시간을 즐기는 렛미를 하자고 생각을 하니까 상황은 바뀐 게 하나도 없는데 평화가 찾아오더라고요.
Yeah, and I love this example because you're right. You can't control what they're doing. And if you allow other people's behavior to rob you of your peace and ability to be in the moment, you just gave their behavior power. Now, one thing I do want to say, though, is that if you're in a situation where that is happening or somebody's being disrespectful, saying let them is how you protect your peace and you stop yourself from getting all agitated and angry, okay? And this is important. Because if you get angry and stressed out and agitated, you also trigger a stress response in your body. And you go from being clear thinking and present to having your amygdala, which is located in the back of your brain. You switch gears like this. Now you're on edge. And when your amygdala is in control, this is research from Dr. Aditi Nurikar from Harvard Medical School, which is in the section of the book about stress. When your amygdala is activated because these idiots from America are drinking beers and shouting and playing music and disrespectful, now your full functioning and thinking of your prefrontal cortex is compromised. So in a situation that is stressful and that's not right is happening, because that's going to happen to you in your life, when your stress response takes over, you can't problem solve. Because there are going to be times when people are rude or discriminatory or they're doing something that's just not right. When you say let them, you're not allowing it. You're recognizing what's happening. And in the example that you gave us, which is a fantastic example because we can all relate to it because we've all been there, you chose your response and you chose to say, this is not worth my energy. It's not even that big of a deal, even though it's annoying and rude. I am choosing to just protect my peace and not allowing it to work me up. But you handled it in a way that made you feel in control of it, which is the entire takeaway of the book. So go, go, go.
내 땜을 너가 선택한 거잖아 라는 말이 참 좋았어요. 내 선택으로 내가 스트레스를 안 받은 거잖아요. 렛댐이론이 파워풀한 게 스트레스 받는 상황이 생겼을 때 스스로 렛댐이라고 말해주면서 여기서 내가 할 수 있는 가장 현명한 행동은 뭔지를 생각하게 만들어주는 그 방아쇠 같은 역할을 하는 거라고 생각을 해요. 이 얘기를 작가님께 했더니 작가님이 그런 렛댐이 요즘 시대에 왜 더 중요한지에 대한 이야기로 이어가셨습니다.
Why this is so important is because we live at a really unprecedented moment in time where I believe even if you're very calm on the outside, most people are extremely stressed out or worried or anxious about their life and about what's happening in the world and about everything from headlines to AI, you know, what's happening with global politics. And these are very real issues to be concerned about. But even in the example that you talked about, what this is helping you do is it's helping you protect yourself from letting your emotion drive what you do. And it stops you from, like, even at work, like how many of us have been at work? You know, you worked at Google, so you know people are super annoying. And most of us, you know, have had these situations where something at work really frustrates you. Yes, and you just want to strangle somebody. And then you like write one of those emails that takes 90 minutes and then you hit it send after going best. You send it to 17 people. And have you ever noticed whenever you send an email like that, because you got so emotional, nobody replies.
Yes, those angry emails.
Yes, and what did it do? It did nothing but wasted your time and energy.
Right.
And so even at work, where there's endless things to be stressed out about, when you let your stress get to you, now you can't think strategically. You still get to decide what is the most important thing to focus on right now. The Let Them Theory is truly going to help you stop that and catch yourself and then cue yourself, let me, to choose what you do next.
내 감정을 통제할 수 있는 것, 특히 내가 어른으로 내 감정을 통제할 수 있는 건 어떤 상황에서도 너무 중요하다는 생각이 듭니다. 근데 이 내 뜸을 잘못 이해하면 아, 나 그냥 신경 안 써 라고 이해할 수도 있어요. 그래서 작가님에게 내 뜸과 I don't care의 근본적인 차이점이 뭔지에 대해서도 여쭤봤습니다.
So what I love about this is it teaches you how to care more about what you think rather than caring about what other people think. It teaches you how to care more about your time rather than wasting time trying to manage everybody else. It teaches you how to care more about your values and what makes you proud of yourself rather than constantly trying to please everybody else and exhausting yourself. That's what I love about this. You're actually caring more, but about the right thing.
나 신경 안 써. I don't care는 여전히 남에게 집중하는 것이라면 let them은 내가 주체가 되어서 나를 챙기는 방법이란 점은 정말 중요한 포인트인 것 같아요. 그러면서 한국 사람들은 유독 남의 의견에 신경을 많이 쓰고 특히 남의 실망에 힘들어하기도 한다라는 얘기를 했더니 작가님께서 실망에 대한 아주 좋은 포인트를 이야기해 주셨습니다. 책에 없는 내용인데 한번 들어보시죠.
So isn't disappointment a good thing? I mean, doesn't disappointment just mean somebody wanted to be with you? Or somebody thought that you being a doctor would make you happy, so they're disappointed that you're quitting because they actually thought it was the thing that was going to make you happy? Like if you can't make it to a business meeting or a birthday party and your friend or your business partner's disappointed, I mean, isn't that a good thing? Would it be terrible if they're like, thank God he can't come because I hate his ass. Like he's like terrible. Like you want people to be disappointed because it's a side of love. And people are adults. They're allowed to be disappointed. And giving them the space and the honor of having that disappointment and you not being afraid of it, but you being able to let them be disappointed and you can acknowledge it. I understand you're disappointed. I understand you're nervous about this career change that I'm making. I am too. But I really love the fact that you still love me. And I love that you're going to just be disappointed and you're still going to do your best to support me in doing this because I know you want me to be happy. And so giving the space to it instead of like constantly doing this, because here's the other thing. If you change yourself or you change your decisions so that your parents are always happy, what ends up happening is you end up resenting your parents. Don't make your parents the bad guy. Honor them by allowing them to experience the full range of human emotion. Give them the space and the grace to have their feelings. Their feelings are valid. But that doesn't mean you have to change the way you're going to live your life. And haven't you noticed that it's the exact same parents that are disappointed that you quit your big job that then become your biggest cheerleaders and so proud of you when your new business is succeeding? It's as if it was their idea. They were just scared because this change isn't what they expected. And what we all do is when somebody else's behavior or change makes us feel worried, we try to control or stop the other person. When really, you need to let other people live their lives and trust in them and their experience. You need to let them do what they're going to do, even if it disappoints you. Because if you try to stop them, it's just going to create tension in the relationship. And
부모와 기대에 실망해도 let them 하라는 내용은 특히 한국의 20, 30대 분들에게 도움이 될 내용이지 않을까라는 생각도 들었습니다. 또 살면서 우리를 괴롭히는 감정 중에 하나인 질투에 대해서도 여쭤봤고 특히 내가 싫어하는 사람에게 질투를 느끼면 정말 최악이잖아요. 질투에 대해서 작가님이 해주신 이야기도 정말 인상적이었습니다.
Oh, it's the worst when you don't like the person. First of all, nobody understands jealousy. I did not understand jealousy either. Jealousy is a deeply personal experience. And let me tell you why. It is impossible to be jealous of something that you don't authentically want. I'll give you an example. I'm not jealous of anybody who drives a yellow Lamborghini. I don't want one. Like, I don't even feel anything. I've got three adult kids. If I have a friend who's got three adult kids that all live right near them, I'm really jealous of that because I want that in my life. And here's what we don't understand about jealousy. Since jealousy is deeply personal and it is attached to something that is, I believe, meant for you, it's something that you authentically want. When jealousy rises up, it's a signal that this is important and you're not working on it. You're not talking about it. You're not doing what you need to do to create that for yourself. And that's why jealousy rises up. You know, I tell this story in the book that happened to me when my husband and I were struggling financially. Have you ever had an experience where, you know, you got mates from school and you're kind of going through life together and then all of a sudden they move to a better town or they move from a crappy rental into like some beautiful building and you're like, how the hell do they have so much money? And then they invite you over. And for me, it was these friends of ours that, you know, we were raising our kids with, and they invited us over to the town next door, which was much nicer. And they bought this big house, and my husband and I are driving up the long driveway, and we're like, oh my God, you know, these are friends. Like, I'm happy for them. I'm just sad for myself, right? That I don't have this house. And then they open up the door, and you grab your wine, and you're kind of going through the tour with the wine glass, and you're gritting your teeth, trying to smile, because everything looks like a Pinterest board and it's beautiful. And then all of a sudden you're round the corner and they walk you into the kitchen and you're like, ah, there's the white cabinets with the white marble countertops. I never should have shown that bitch my Pinterest board. She stole my kitchen. Oh my God.
Sometimes you don't even do that. You just keep it to yourself because you don't want to admit it, but you know that it's hurting you.
Well, if you're Korean, yes, you like keep it to yourself. But if you're like a loud idiot American like me, you barf it at other people. Here's what's interesting. There are enough kitchens to go around. There's enough success and awesome friendships to go around. There's enough love to go around. No one else is blocking your way. Only you can do that for yourself. And when you really grasp the truth of what I'm saying, that jealousy is just blocked desire, and you're going to get more and more and more jealous of the same things the more you put off getting to work creating them. And at some point, what you're going to wake up and realize is somebody else's wins are not your losses. If you could just let them have their success, let them have their happy marriage, let them have the kitchen you've always wanted, let them lead the way. Because if you're willing to lean in to what other people have, those same people that have been burning you up could actually teach you how to get it. Because you're the one that's blocking your way. You're the one that's telling yourself it's too late. You're the one that's telling yourself you can't do it. You're capable with your mind and with your actions of creating things over time. You are capable of changing your health. You're capable of getting out of debt. You are capable of making millions of dollars. You're capable of writing a book. You're capable of starting a YouTube channel. And so enough with the excuses. Let other people lead the way, learn from them, and then let me get to work.
질투라는 건 결국 내가 뭘 원하는지를 보여주고 질투를 느낀다면 나도 그걸 하기 위해선 뭘 할 수 있을지에 집중하라는 건 정말 엄청난 인사이트라고 생각을 합니다. 나를 막고 있는 건 내가 질투를 느끼는 그 사람이나 그 상황이 아니라 나라는 거죠. 조금이라도 시기와 질투의 감정이 막 올라올 때 한번 되새겨보면 너무나 좋을 것 같아요. 이렇게 인터뷰를 마치면서 작가님에게 한국 독자분들을 위해서 마지막 한마디를 부탁드렸어요.
The fact that you took the time to watch this and you spent time that is in short supply watching something that could help you improve your life, in my book, it means that you can improve your life and that you're already on your way. And I applaud you for spending your time watching this channel. And I applaud you for spending your time learning about the Let Them Theory and with the two of us. And you have everything that you need. I want you to try Let Them and Let Me. And the fastest way to start is just the next time you feel yourself stressed or worried or hurt because your friends didn't invite you somewhere, or you catch yourself obsessing over what somebody else thinks, I want you to just say, let them. And notice that your shoulders drop. Notice you feel a little bit more superior than them anyway. You're getting your power back. And I really love that for you. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here with you.
Well, Mel, this was truly insightful and inspiring. Thank you so much for your time. And we're looking forward to seeing you in Korea at some point.
I would love that. That would be amazing. You're the best. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything you do. I'm glad you quit Google.
오늘 작가님 이야기를 들으면서 한국 사회가 유독 남의 시선과 의견에 민감한데 맷댐이론에서 전하는 내용이 인생의 어느 단계에 계시던 많은 도움이 될 내용이라는 생각도 들었습니다. 책에 더 많은 내용 담겨있고 한글판 오늘부터 판매 시작했어요. 오늘 댓글 달아주신 10분에게는 한글판 맷댐이론 보내드릴 테니까 여러분들의 의견도 댓글에 많이 많이 달아주시고 저는 다음 시간에 더 재밌고 유익한 영상으로 돌아오겠습니다. 감사합니다.